With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open, touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis. Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes! Crowder! It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately. He got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for the Jets-Dolphins pregame report. So for that, we bring in our friend who is the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, what's up, brother?
I am embracing the cold as it is finally starting to hit us and surround us. And the best part about the cold for me, I mean, I love the cold. I'm one of those weirdos. But allergy season, I need allergy season to be done because this year has been the worst year of my life when it comes to that. So bring on the cold even more, and I'm ready to embrace it all.
I am definitely not going to be embracing cold season, but I don't really have any choice other than to live with it. So that's what I'm going to do. Just the same way that I'm going to live with the fact that the Jets are 2-7 and headed into this matchup with the Miami Dolphins. We'll get into the injury report in a second, but first I wanted to talk about some of the things that were said late in the week. A little bit of news, but some was blown out of proportion. Robert Saleh said Zach Wilson is mostly healthy, but the confidence isn't there yet. But what he was talking about was Zach Wilson's confidence in his knee. That got blown out of proportion by some people that saw the blind quote and ran with it. They weren't saying that Wilson lacks confidence as a football player. They were talking about the confidence in his knee. Jeff Ulbrich making some headlines by saying that the players are working their, quote, asses off, and that he's not going to be scrapping his defensive scheme or making any kind of wholesale changes. They'll tweak with the new faces coming in and out. I get what he's saying, but the way he spoke was very, very defiant. That could come back to bite him later on if this team continues to give up 45 points. He's got to learn how to message better. That's something that, as we saw, Chris, in a very different way, really got John Idzik in a lot of trouble. And in fact, I would argue probably cost him his job. I'm not saying it's going to happen to Ulbrich here, but he's really got to learn how to be more of a politician. CJ Mosley on the idea that the Jets need wholesale changes. I've never been on a team that threw out their defensive scheme because they had injuries. So again, I get what Ulbrich was trying to say, but he's got to learn how to say it in a more diplomatic way. Joe is cool. Watch him. He's cool. He's like the other side of a pillow, Michael Carter said about Joe Flacco. I've never felt like a rookie. They drafted me to play. That was another quote from Michael Carter. interesting. He may not feel like a rookie, but he is one. However, as he said, he is playing, and he's playing very well. Mike LaFleur also said that the draft is, quote, a crapshoot. I'm not entirely sure what he was referring to with that quote, but he's obviously not wrong. So, Chris, before we get into the injury report, any thoughts on what was said here, including what was said by Ulbrich and Salah? Of course, Salah's words, as we know, twisted a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll start with the mean, the confidence thing. Honestly, I say this all the time, too. Fans are always complaining about beat writers, and I get the complaints mostly. But sometimes fans have a responsibility in this equation as well. And come on, guys, you should have been able to understand that that tweet was just shorthand, that the confidence is not there in his knee yet. You should have been able. I can understand if maybe you're saying, I think he means this, but I wonder. No, you should have been able to understand and work out that is shorthand for the confidence is not there, meaning the confidence in the knee. And sometimes when you're in a presser and you're trying to tweet out what was just said and you want to get it out there as quick as possible before the next question comes around, so you're still paying attention, sometimes you end up tweeting in shorthand. And a lot of times you're going to get angry or mad or about a tweet. And, you know, listen, especially with Rich gets snarky. This is something we all get snarky, and fans tend to react more hostile to Rich's snark. But sometimes you're reacting more to the fact that they're just trying to get the tweet off in time to get back so they can hear the next question. So that's what happened there. That was shorthand. That's obvious. Like, it's one. How many times have I talked about this? You with injuries, you get back to 100% healthy, so you can start working out again. And then you get back to you're in playing shape and everything, and then you have confidence in it. You know, I've been playing a lot of tennis. Now I've lost a decent amount of weight over this last couple of months. It helps. When I was first starting, if I'm running to my right and I had to plant and start to my right, I had no confidence in my ankle because I was too fat. My ankle's old. I had no confidence in it. That's what he means. That's a very simple thing there. As far as Ulbrich, you know, I'm going to go with the CJ Mosley route here on this. When have you ever heard? I get what you're saying, and you're not wrong. But when have you ever heard of a defense being like, no, we're scrapping our entire defense in the middle of the system, or middle of the season? And this one, I will say, you can share a little bit of blame on the beat writers, because what you're saying is fair, but it's fair because beat writers will get after you for, you know, the slightest little thing. But he really should answer that defiantly. No, we're not changing our entire defense in the middle of the season because we have some injuries. That's not what happens. That's not how it works. And then if you go and you do that, that kind of defeats the whole purpose of trying to develop the young guys in the first place. So, This is a thing where, you know, there's not a lot going on. Everything's looking bad. So people take something small and meaningless and make it into a bigger thing. So I think that's kind of what's happening here. So again, I'm in the CJ Mosley camp on this. I do get what you're saying and don't disagree that Ulbrich probably needs to find a way to say that better. But it's also just a ridiculous premise that I'm fine with him rejecting on its face.
One other thing that I forgot to mention, Chris, was a quote by John Benton, the offensive line coach. He said that early in the season, Elijah Vera Tucker was missing multiple assignments per game, and in the last four, he's missed zero. As we've seen from our film reviews on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel done by the Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, Elijah Vera Tucker has just been an absolute monster. He's shaping up to be not only on the all-rookie team, but in consideration for a Pro Bowl berth as a rookie, the makings perhaps of a perennial Pro Bowler here. This is exactly what Joe Douglas thought that he was getting when he traded up to draft Elijah Vera Tucker against the advice of all the analytics dorks. Yes, I said analytics dorks because that's what they are. And they have their little formulas and they don't look at anything as far as, okay, this guy is just absolutely dominant. It's okay to pay a little bit over this formula price that I arbitrarily created. So if he continues to do this, Jets fans are going to love it. And also, Joe Douglas is going to look smart for doing it. He has been everything that the Jets could have asked for this rookie season and then some.
As the longer I do this job, I don't like to, pound the chest too hard talking about being right in draft situations. But this is a situation where I feel like a victory lap is in order, because it's the analytics people who are arguing against making moves like that. There's no freedom in their system. It's just everything has to be just by the numbers, exactly how they see. And that's not how life works. Like, yeah, we all know that things can have an 80% chance to succeed or fail, but that 20% is going to come through 20% of the time. That's going to happen. So maybe they're looking at this and saying, oh, Elijah Barrett Tucker has a 27.6% chance of working out, and if you trade up for him, and that's not a good thing. Well, 27.6% of the time, it is going to work out. So if you feel you can identify that, then go ahead and take that chance. It's similar to something like playing blackjack. You know, there's a lot of moves where you just stick by the numbers. And, yeah, you're obviously, the dealer's showing or whatever, and you got 20, you're going to stay. But there's other ones where it's closer to a 50-50, and – go ahead, go with your gut on those ones. That's fine. If you watched enough of Elijah Vera Tucker and you think that, no, I believe in this guy, I think it's worth it going to take that risk. Sometimes you have to be willing to go past the numbers. And they're still sitting there saying, oh, no, it was still the wrong decision because the numbers say this. No, man. Sometimes you got to go against the numbers on stuff. Otherwise, what's the point of ever hiring a GM? Just run a computer program to just run your team. Fire Joe Douglas, but work up some computer program to make every single decision and let that happen. Save a bunch of money on that too. What's the point? You have to be able to use your gut, to be able to use human intuition, to be able to say, okay, we have a whole bunch of draft picks. I can package a couple of them to move up to get this guy that I really like and really want to solidify the offensive line. And also Joe Douglas being a guy who's putting more emphasis and importance on that offensive line. We were very vocal at the time, pushing back on the people saying this was a bad trade. And we were very vocal on that for a reason, because we had confidence in Elijah Vera Tucker, just like Joe Douglas did. And these people that were criticizing it, they didn't spend a second watching Elijah Vera Tucker. It was just the numbers of it. And that's what people complain about when it comes to analytics. And that's what gets frustrating, is because it's just the numbers with some of the people. Analytics are great, and we all want to use the numbers as part of the decision-making process, but it's not just the numbers. And analytics people remind me of people that, like Jordan stands that are always, no matter what, going to say Jordan's the GOAT. The problem with arguing with Jordan fans for me was always not their stance that Jordan's the GOAT, is their arguments always felt like there was him saying that nobody could ever possibly be better than Michael Jordan ever in the history of time now. And like, they'll use stuff like, oh, well, his sneaker sales. And it's just like, what does that have to do with how good he was at basketball? But so they just stack the deck so it's impossible for, in their mind, anyone will ever be better than Jordan. And that's what analytics people say. It's impossible in their mind that anybody can ever replicate what these numbers can tell you. No, numbers are wrong all the time, too. And again, that's what your numbers are saying, that it's going to be wrong a bunch of times. If you can identify those times when it's wrong and you go make that move against the grain and it works out, that's going to give you a leg up.
Speaking of Elijah Vera Tucker, Chris, He is questionable for the game today. Looks like he's going to play, though. Nathan Shepard also questionable. Zach Wilson is doubtful. We know he's not going to play. Joe Flacco starts. So it looks like basically the only one that we would have expected to potentially miss this game was Wilson, and he is going to miss it. Vera Tucker and Shepard are probably going to go.
Yeah, most likely. Of course, you know, there's still a healthy amount of players on the IR that aren't showing up here. So it's not like the Jets are completely healthy here outside of Zach Wilson. But yeah, those two look like they're going to go. And as far as the immediate help, it looks like it's just Zach Wilson that won't be able to go this week.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Chris, let's try and make people some money this Sunday. Dolphins minus 3.5 over the Jets. What do you think?
All right, so I'm going to repeat my disclaimer from last week that I don't have a great feel about this game as either, especially the Dolphins have not been good this year. I'm willing to throw out the last week, the Thursday night matchup against the Ravens as just football happened. And they've been kind of a mess. Obviously, the Jets been kind of a mess, but I'm a roll with the Dolphins on this one. I'm going to need to see the Jets straighten some stuff out before I'm ready to take them on anything at this point.
Over under 44.5.
I got to go under here. It's possible, but man, there's just not a lot of offensive firepower in this game overall. That's a pretty high number for such a lack of offensive weapons.
Touchdown props, Myles Gaskin, minus 107.
Okay, yeah, I'm still going to go yes to pretty much all the Miami running backs at this point. Just go ahead and bet on all of them.
Jalen Waddle, plus 150.
I should add, Miami running backs are not good either. So Jalen Waddle, 150. Give me a yes on that.
Mike Gesicki, plus 170.
Definitely yes on Gesicki. I like him, and you know the Jets passing defense. I think Gesicki can get one.
Preston Williams plus 350.
Not enough confidence in him. He's not consistent enough. He had turned into what the Dolphins fans had hoped. And yeah, so I'll stay away from there.
Tua Tagovailoa, +410.
Tua, boot or sneak? No, I got to say no.
Albert Wilson, +400.
+400's not bad, but again, I don't feel comfortable enough that he's getting enough opportunities at that to do it. It'll have to be a big one, I think, for him, so I'll say no.
This is a really interesting one. I guess it's assuming that Tua may get hurt in the game. Jacoby Brissett, +550.
I think they have been bringing him in certain situations, whether to throw a deep ball or to do like a QB sneak. So that could be possible, but yeah, just very limited chances there. So I'll say no.
Salvon Ahmed, +525.
Yeah, like I said, I shouldn't limit this to Miami running backs. And until the Jets prove they can stop somebody on the ground, just bet yes on all running backs the Jets face from here on out.
Adam Shaheen, +600.
Now I'm much more comfortable with Gesicki, though. He could be one of the sneaky under the radar guy that catches one.
Isaiah Ford, +550.
I mean, sure, why not?
Mac Hollins, +700.
The return of the Mac. Yeah, he's probably not worthy of me dropping that. So no.
Durham Smythe, +650.
Okay. I feel like you waited a little bit longer than last week, but no.
Patrick Laird, +1050.
No, can't do it.
Any other Dolphins player that wasn't already mentioned, +1300.
Sure. Give me it. Let's roll something on it.
Michael Carter, +118.
Yeah, I gotta say yes on that one.
Corey Davis, +220.
No, not on touchdowns. I can't trust him to score a touchdown necessarily.
If this was a prop bet on dropping a pass, that would be a pretty solid bet, I think, at this point. Ty Johnson, +280.
I think I'm just gonna go with Michael Carter and Ty Johnson here on touchdowns, and that'll be it for the touchdowns for me. Which is me saying the Jets' best chance of scoring a touchdown, I think, is with these two running backs, most likely as a receiving back in that moment.
Elijah Moore, 4 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. He's +280.
Yeah, this is tempting, of course. Last week was a garbage time attack on one, but otherwise they haven't been. Miami's secondary. I'm going to say no, but it's not the worst decision if you want to go ahead and roll at that 280. There's probably a 30 to 40% chance if I want to channel my inner analytics guy.
Jamison Crowder, +310.
No, not Crowder. As usual, I like to stay away from Crowder from the end zone ones. But racking up some yards and catches, sure.
Tevin Coleman, +480.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Tevin Coleman working his way back into the mix. But now I do like the odds there, but I'm going to say no.
Ryan Griffin, +525.
Yeah, just on principle again. No, every week it's just on principle. No.
Braxton Berrios, +600.
You know what? +600. This against Miami, the Miami kid. Pretty boy. I think he can sneak in one later in the game.
Keelan Cole, +800.
Keelan Cole catching a Joe Flacco touchdown. There's something poetic about that. There is something poetic about that, but I can't bet on 4 different Jets to score a touchdown. I can't bet that's going to happen. So no.
Denzel Mims, +800.
Yeah, as much as I would love to, I'm just going to respectfully say no.
Here's one. Joey Wheels, Joe Flacco, +700.
Joey Wheels. No.
Trevon Wesco, +1200.
No.
LaMichael Perine, is he still on the team? +1300.
is still on the team, I would not. You could make that plus 13 million, and I would be passing on the bet.
Jeff Smith plus 1400.
Yeah, plus 14 million. Pass.
Any other player on the Jets that hasn't been mentioned yet? Plus 1700.
No. I'm going no on ones that are mentioned too much for me to go yes on ones that aren't.
Here's an interesting one, by the way, and I think it's actually worth considering in this particular game. Normally, I would say don't bet this, but considering the two teams, it might be worth a shot. No touchdowns scored in the entire game, plus 12,500.
Yeah, I threw a little something on that, you know. Again, you don't have to throw 400 on it, throw 20 bucks on it, something like that. I'd throw something on that. I don't think it's got a strong likelihood of turning out that way. You know, I wouldn't recommend betting on that with the expectation that it's going to hit. Let's put it that way. You want to throw a little something on it on the off chance, because I don't. My expectation is it won't hit, but it could hit, and that's a nice payout if it does.
Player total passing yards: Joe Flacco over under 228.5, Tua Tagovailoa over under 257.5.
Oh wow, that's a super low number for Joe. I'm gonna go over on that there. Tua, this the problem with betting these bets against the Jets is it's so hard to tell, you know, how much are they going to need to pass, because they can run the ball so well here. But I this would be a stay away for me, but if you're making me bet it, I'd go over.
Player total passing touchdowns: Joe Flacco and Tua Tagovailoa are both over under 1.5.
Give me the over on Tua, and it would be a stay away on the Flacco, but I'll go under.
Total completions, and for some reason Joe Flacco is not listed here, only Tua, over under 22.5.
Yeah, that means they can't figure out a good place to put the Flacco ones. But that's simple there. I'll go under on the completions again. Miami's not a good running team, but again, the Jets are so bad at it. I think that they can lean again on the run there. Tua won't have to pass as much.
Total pass attempts: again, only Tua is listed, over under 34.5.
Yeah, I'll go under. Same logic there. I'll roll with the under.
Total interceptions thrown: Joe Flacco, Tua Tagovailoa, both over under 0.5.
All right, so I will stay away from the Tua side of this. I'm forced to go. That's tough, because, you know, the Jets haven't been forcing a lot of turnovers. He likes to just throw one up every now and then. So I guess if I'd have to pick, I'd say go over, but I feel much more comfortable going over with Flacco here. Give me the over on that one. I think he throws at least one up against the secondary.
Total receiving yards: let's go through some of the Jets here. Michael Carter is over under 25.5. Jamison Crowder is over under 38.5. Corey Davis is over under 50.5. Ryan Griffin over under 13.5. And Elijah Moore over under 34.5.
You know, honestly, I think I would go on the overs for all of them. I'm gonna stick with my stance and say no to Ryan Griffin just off principle again. But I think he should realistically hit that number. But again, just off principle, I have to say no to everything Ryan Griffin related here. But those are very small numbers to hit. I would think it's unlikely that all of them hit, but if this makes sense, I think it's unlikely all of them hit, but I still feel like all of them should hit. But they're not going to have enough yards for all of them. But if you were to bet on all of them, again, excluding the Ryan Griffin off principle, I think you're going to win most of them. So go ahead and do that. I do very much like Corey Davis there to rack up just over 50 yards. Again, he's still producing decently statistically. If he could just hold on to the ball and not have these drops and not have the fumbles, he'd be having a great season. So that's not a lot of yards there. Elijah Moore, I think he can continue there. Crowder, of course, rack up. You know, you got to think that Joe Flacco. So yes to overall on all of them. Again, just on principle, no to Ryan Griffin.
As far as Miami goes, Mike Gesicki is over under 53.5. Miles Gaskin is over under 22.5. And Jaylen Waddle is over under 63.5.
Yeah, so I love the Gesicki bet. And I think I would make that my bet of the day. I like the Gaskins one, too. Again, we've seen how bad the Jets have been against defending the screens lately. So that's probably right under the Gesicki of the day. And Waddle, that's a number he should be able to hit. I think he should be able to clear that comfortably. The only hesitation in that, again, is that how much are they going to need to be throwing the ball. I could see him getting to like 60 in the first half and then seven to run it the rest of the way. So I would stay away from that one. And but yeah, if you force me to, I'll take the over, but I'd stay away from that one.
Player total receptions, and the only players listed are Miami Dolphins here. Miles Gaskin is over under 3.5. Mike Gesicki is over under 4.5. And Jaylen Waddle is over under 5.5.
Give me the Gesicki one. Give me the over on him. Under / stay away on the others. I don't know if I should just say stay away. I don't know. The Gaskins one under 3 seems too small, but I also don't feel confident in saying 4. Again, just because I don't know how much they're going to need to.
Player total rushing yards. Michael Carter is over under 49.5. Miles Gaskin is over under 48.5. And Tua Tagovailoa is over under 10.5.
All right, stay away / under on Michael Carter. Give me the over on Gaskins. The only hesitation there is if, you know, they just decide to go to somebody else to run the ball more. I think that I feel confident betting Dolphins overs on the ground here, again, knowing that they're not a good running team. Tua likes to take off. Tua likes to scoot. Tua can scoot for 11 yards. Give me that. Go ahead. Give me the over on that. Tua can scoot.
All-purpose yards. Michael Carter over under 78.5. Miles Gaskin over under 75.5.
This is more my speed with Michael Carter. And it's not Michael Carter's fault, but the Jets' offensive line run blocking is still not quite where we would like it to be. So I'm very uncomfortable betting his rushing over. But if you give me the combo one, I'm a lot more comfortable. Not totally comfortable, but a slight lean to over there. A much bigger lean to over there for Gaskins, though. I feel much more comfortable rolling with Gaskins on that one. That's right up there with the Gesicki bet for me.
Now to close out the show, we'll get our picks for the week from our friend Walter Cherepinski over at walterfootball.com. Walter, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks, Scott. So going to begin with the Jets as usual. They're 3.5-point home underdogs against the Dolphins. I actually like the Jets this week. I know that may sound crazy because Joe Flacco is starting, and I think that's a terrible decision for the long term. But for this game, I think it's their best choice. Mike White and Zach Wilson are both terrible against the blitz, which is important because the Dolphins blitz at the second highest rate in the NFL. Joe Flacco is pretty neutral against the blitz, so I think he can handle the Dolphins pretty well. Meanwhile, Miami's offensive line is pretty dreadful, so they have trouble covering these high spreads. I don't think they deserve to be 3.5-point favorites on the road, even against the Jets. I know they just beat Baltimore, but they're coming off this big emotional win. I think they're going to be flat as a favorite in this game, so I like the Jets here to cover the spread. So moving on, the team that that played the Dolphins last week. Baltimore, they're minus six against Chicago. I like the Ravens to bounce back. They're coming off an embarrassing loss. I like betting teams coming, good teams coming off embarrassing losses. And Chicago's going to be down Allen Robinson, Khalil Mack, and Akeem Hicks, three of their best players. So I think Baltimore is going to bounce back with a big win. I also like Jacksonville plus 6.5 against the 49ers. The 49ers are another team coming off a big win. So a lot of people are going to be eager to bet them this week. I think 75% of the action's on the 49ers. But the 49ers historically have not covered the spread very well as a high favorite. Meanwhile, Jacksonville has played pretty well recently. I know that sounds crazy, but think about it. In their past four games, they've had one bad game against Seattle. Their other three games, they beat Miami, they beat Buffalo, and then they lost to the Colts by six, and yet they outgained the Colts and averaged more yards per play. They only lost because of that block punt return for a touchdown. So if it wasn't for that, I think Jacksonville could have beaten Indianapolis, and I think we'd be looking at this game a lot differently if that were the case. I also like the Eagles minus 2.5 against the Saints. So earlier in the week, I liked the Saints a little bit more, but the Saints are going to be without Alvin Kamara and three starting offensive linemen, including two of their tackles. So it's a big disadvantage against the Eagles. Plus, the Saints have to play on Thanksgiving against Buffalo. So they could be looking ahead to that game. Meanwhile, I think this game means more to the Eagles. They're out of the wild card race, and I think they need this win to get back into it. So moving on to I have two more games. The Redskins plus 3.5. Against the Panthers. The Panthers, yet another team coming off a big win last week. They clobbered the Cardinals, but the Cardinals are missing Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, Justin Pugh, a bunch of other players. So that win wasn't as impressive, and yet there's so much hype with the Panthers now because Cam Newton declared that he was back. He only played 9 snaps last week, so I think he could be a little bit rusty as the full-time starter now. Meanwhile, the Redskins, they looked pretty good last week against the Buccaneers, and I think people have forgotten that in the wake of Cam Newton's hype. The Redskins beat the Buccaneers by 10, and they looked really good. I know they're going to be without Chase Young. He hasn't played all that well this year. Carolina is going to be missing two starting offensive linemen, so I still think Washington could rattle Newton. Meanwhile, Taylor Heineke's really good against the Blitz. The Panthers blitz at the third highest rate in the NFL, and Heineke's, he played the Buccaneers last week, and they also blitz at a high rate, and we saw what he did to Tampa, so I think he could have similar success. Meanwhile, Antonio Gibson is going to be able to run all over Carolina's defense. So as for the last pick, it's in the late slate, Seattle plus 2 against the Cardinals. So Kyler Murray might be back this week. We're not sure yet, but he's not going to be 100%. He was limited all week in practice. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson was he practiced fully all week, so that's a big advantage to Seattle. So I think Seattle is going to bounce back in a must win. Meanwhile, Arizona is going to be in first place no matter what happens the next time they take the field. So this game's not as important to them. And it's also worth noting that this is going to be the fourth time Seattle is going to have their entire offensive line on the field for a game. And two of their other games like that, they beat Indianapolis and Jacksonville in blowouts. The other one was last week against Green Bay, but Russell Wilson wasn't healthy. So I think he's going to bounce back, and I think I like Seattle a lot to win this game. So those are the WalterFootball.com Week 11 picks. Back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Walter. Make sure you check out everything they're doing at WalterFootball.com. A lot of draft content, plenty of gambling and fantasy. It's all there right now, and it's constantly being updated. WalterFootball.com, and check out everything that we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Lots of film breakdowns. There are going to be plenty of them after the game from Luke Grant. Kayla Pace has her commentaries, Pace's playbook, so make sure that you check those out. And if you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes for the podcast yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.